First, though, today we take to the river because all this week we're talking about angling. And it's not just about catching fish, but protecting the quality of waterways too. Members of the country's biggest fly fishing club say they're playing a vital part in testing the water quality where they fish. Salisbury and District Angling Club, which has 2,000 members and 30 miles of fishing, has trained 26 of its members to become monitors. Once a month, they sample the water in their chalk streams and rivers and count the number of insects. They say this enables them to keep a close eye on any pollution, as invertebrates are very sensitive to contamination and will show that there's a problem even if the pollutant's been washed away. Rebecca Rooney's been to meet the anglers at the heart of the monitoring programme.
Oh, right there, right there, right there.
He was right there.
What was it?
Trout. It was a brown trout. Fairly sizable one, I'd say maybe 1.5 pounds, something like that. My name is Hans Starches. Once a month, what I do is I survey, do the insect survey, at a place called Queensbury Bridge, which is actually a few miles up this way by the A303. I go to this particular beat, I take my trays with me, I put on my waders, and I carry a bucket, and I walk into the river. In the same stretch that I do once a month, religiously, and I have to time it so that it's the same sort of time of the month, we have managed to get the EA involved.
So that's the Environment Agency?
That's right, the Environment Agency. So if there's a water quality issue that has to do with the sewage treatment plant, phosphates and stuff like that, then we'll sort of pin it down because they have got all the fancy equipment, sensitive equipment to do that. But the bottom line is that due to the work that we have done, the monitors, you know, we're actually assisting in something that's really very significant, it seems to me. So it's a very, very good feel-good factor you get out of that.
So I'm going to get into the water now, and then I will stand upstream with the net below me. My name is Jan Tchaikovsky, and I'm the AMI, Anglers Monitoring Initiative Coordinator for Salisbury and District Angling Club. I train our anglers and general public on how to do the pollution monitoring for our rivers in the club. That's going into the bucket. I'm teaching them to do a 3-minute kick sample. We sort through it, identify all the different insects that are in it, count them, and then record them on a spreadsheet. If they're supposed to be in here and we've had a pollution incident, the pollution will actually, or the chemical or whatever, gets swept away, and you don't know that it's happened with chemical testing. But if you actually look at the insects, they were there. Now they're gone. Something has happened.
My name is Andreas Topintzis, and I'm the general manager of the Salisbury and District Angling Club. There's a lot more awareness about all the environmental pressures that we're facing. And there is a new profile of angler, which is the angler environmentalist, that he wants to be part of the system, he wants to blend in, looking at wildlife, and then eventually, if he got all things right, he will be rewarded with catching one small fish, wild fish. And that's the epitome of the sport, and that's what we are trying to nurture.